Hi, this is Craig Johnson from KRBG. You're listening to Behind the Scenes Podcast.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Steve, all ears, Steve-O. Boy, I got a lot of nicknames. Hey, you know, I'm home now from NRB, but this is, I am still calling this an NRB dispatch because we're just going to be talking a little bit about, just kind of a wrap-up of the wrap-up, I guess. when Lori and I did our last one, dispatch number 3, we did a wrap-up. But there was something else that happened after Lori left. Lori had to leave the day before Terry and Kelly and I left. And on that day that Lori was taking off, something kind of exciting happened at NRB. I thought it was kind of cool. And if we're going to cover the event for you guys, I thought, you know, we have to talk about this. Everybody was really excited about this event. In fact, we stood in line for a long time. I'll talk about that a little bit later on. But Craig Johnson, the guy that you heard in the opening, is a guy that I met as we were waiting for this event to start. And like I said, I'll talk about what we were waiting for in a little bit. But he is the station manager of KRBG in Texas, and they air down Gilead Lane, or they're about to start airing down Gilead Lane. But anyway, really nice guy. They're airing down Gilead Lane and Keys for Kids, and I believe Classic Children's Bible Hour as well. So anyway, we got to talk as we were waiting, and I said, hey, could you do an intro for our podcast? So that's who he is. But getting back to the event, Terry sort of alluded to it. You might remember in dispatch number 3, if you listen to that, she mentioned some exciting things that were going to be happening. Let's take a little listen to that part of what she had to say.
And there's a rumor that someone really special might appear.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about that a little later.
On Tuesday morning, and we'll talk about that later. So, yeah, it's an exciting time.
Yeah, so can you guess what it was yet? Maybe you might already know. But if you look at my Facebook page, you probably know, because I put pictures. And I will put pictures on the Coleraine Connection Funcast blog, but I wanted to get this podcast out first. Yeah, I'm just sort of building the anticipation. Well, I'll say this. Somebody came. Somebody came and had an appearance at NRB, had a talk, and it was real exciting. And as we were waiting for that person to come, there was a couple of interesting sort of opening acts, I guess you could say. One was Ken Davis. He's a Christian comedian. For some reason, I don't know why, but I didn't record him. I didn't record Ken Davis. Maybe I was just having too much fun laughing at his jokes. But anyway, after Ken Davis, then there was a totally different kind of act that came on. It was a gentleman named Christopher Parkington. I hope I'm getting his name right. Christopher Parkington is sort of a world-renowned classical guitarist. Really, really extremely gifted musician. And he played a couple of songs. And maybe if I play one of the songs that he did for us, you'll maybe be able to guess who it was that came to see us. Now, I have to say, the audio quality is not the best on this recording. You know, it was my little handheld digital recorder, and it was just, I was sitting quite a ways back in the room where this all happened. So for what it's worth, I'll go ahead and play one of the songs that he did for us. Here that is.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Did you recognize the song? I'm sure you did. So anyway, that leads me into who the special guest was on the last day of NRB. And of course, it was our president, George W. Bush. Can you believe it? Yeah, I got to sit in the same room with about 500 other people and George W. Bush. And he talked to us for about 40 minutes or so. I won't play the entire address that he gave, but it was so exciting. I mean, we stood for about an hour or so waiting for the security screening because everybody had to walk through, you know, metal detectors and take everything out of their pockets and go through security screening. And then we got into the room and we had to wait for him. And like I said, it was kind of nice. We got to listen to a comedian and a classical guitarist while we waited. But of course, everybody was there to see the president. So, you know, when we heard he had arrived, you know, Air Force One had landed at the airport, everyone was excited, and we were all kind of buzzing, and it was really, really just a lot of energy in the room. And the way he started with a couple jokes, and then he talked a little bit about, you know, just how the value that he sees in, you know, the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Association, and just the importance to our country. And that was real exciting. So I'll just play this at the beginning. I'll let you hear him sort of, you know, loosening up the crowd and, you know, telling some jokes, and then just what he had to say there at the beginning.
I really am pleased to be here. 64 years, this association has brought together some of the most memorable voices of our Christian community here. You've preached the blessings of grace and understanding and patience. I needed all three. I was very young when I first learned about obedience to a higher power. And my mother sends her best to you. I am surrounded by strong women and have been all my wife in speaking about this. Strong and gracious woman, Laura sends her love. Had doors opened to us by the same man. He led the way for America's religious broadcasters. He brought the gospel to millions, and many years ago, he helped me change my life. And today, this good man is recovering from surgery in North Carolina, and please join me in sending our love and prayers to Billy Graham. Americans to the grace and goodness of the Almighty, and each of you performs the same mission every day. You renew the poor in spirit, you bring comfort to those in anguish, and you show millions the path of salvation and the peace of God. I thank you for guiding the faithful. I thank you for strengthening America's families. I thank you for standing up for our values, including the right to life.
Yeah, and that is just, you know, I think really that is the heart of our president, and it's just really cool to have a president who thinks that way and who has that has those values. He went on to talk a lot about the war and the importance of what we're doing in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I won't, you know, play that whole thing because there's a lot there. But then he wrapped up the whole address with these words on the subject of prayer. I just thought it was so great the way he ended his address, and so I just want to play it for you.
Evil in some form will always be with us, and we must never be afraid to face it. I know you understand that. I also know that you understand that for those who are on the front lines, for those who struggle against evil, they can be helped through prayer. And I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your prayers to help comfort. fact that you pray for our troops and their families. And I appreciate the prayers that you've directed my way. I feel your prayer. I can't tell you how meaningful they have been to help Laura and me deal with it, do our job. And I can report to you this. The prayers of the people have affected us. And that being the president has been a joyous experience. I thank you for giving me a chance to come and share some of my thoughts with you. God bless you. God bless America.
So there you have it. It's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing, getting to see the president. And I didn't, you know, get to shake his hand or, you know, get really close to him or anything like that. But I did get some pictures, and I had to zoom in, and I've got a digital zoom, so it's a little bit fuzzy. But you'll get to see him if you go to the Coleraine Connection Funcast blog site. That is ccfuncast.gileadlane.org. Go there, and on the blog, I've got some photos from NRB, and I will put the specific pictures of the day we got to see President Bush. So check it out, and that's all I have for you. This is really going to be our last dispatch from NRB. I just wanted to put this audio on here, before we move on to our next podcast, and I wanted to do it a couple days ago, but things were pretty busy once I got home from the convention, so this is my first opportunity that I've had to put it together, and I hope you enjoyed it, and keep on listening for the next podcast. Like Lori and I said, it's going to be an exciting kind of intro to Season 10. So until then, enjoy the weekend, enjoy this weekend's episode, which is It's a Richterful Life. And we'll see you next time, right back here.